Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. There are numerous ways national politicians keep in touch with their constituents. Members of Congress and senators have staffs and offices in their home states and districts, and most meet with constituents who are visiting Washington. For years, local town hall meetings have been another venue enabling people to have access to their elected officials. But an article in the September Milwaukee Magazine describes how politics and technology are changing the town hall dynamic for at least one Wisconsin politician. Writer Larry Sandler is here to explain. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mitch. It's a pleasure to be back here.
We had you on this program last month talking about your article on Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, and that article actually spawned another article that we're talking about now. What got you thinking about Ron Johnson's the way he keeps in touch with constituents?
Well, in fact, it was when I was working on the other article that Johnson's staff started giving me a lot of information about him, some of which I actually hadn't requested, but they were giving me a lot of background information. And one fact that they gave me was the number of teletown halls that he held. And this was a concept that I actually have to admit I wasn't familiar
with.
Right.
Teletown halls is not something that has really been on the menu for very long.
No. It's a relatively recent development. It has been around for a few years. We had not heard too much about it in Wisconsin, and it's not something that local politicians make too much of. It seems to be a phenomenon for members of Congress. And the idea of a teletown hall is that instead of having the traditional town hall meeting where people get into a high school gym or auditorium or some other big meeting hall and they all ask their questions or make their comments directly to the congressman or senator, in a teletown hall, it's all done by teleconference. So you either dial in or they dial your number. Then you just chat over the phone, with however many other thousands of people are dialed in at that time.
And there's no guarantee, presumably, that all the people involved in a teletown hall are even from Wisconsin.
No. Theoretically, that is true. Although I suppose, you could say that that's true in an in-person town hall, too, that somebody could just pop in. One difference is that with the regular town halls, the kind that we're used to having in person, there's usually much more in the way of public notice because they want to get people out. And so there might be something in the newspaper or it's publicized in some other way. With the teletown halls, at least the way that Senator Johnson does them, they are publicized basically only through his networks. If you go and see Johnson at some other event, they'll have a sign-up sheet for a teletown hall. But you don't find out about him through the newspaper. There aren't emails sent out about him. They're not posted on his website. This raises kind of a question of accessibility, even though he says that he's more accessible because he can reach more people through these teletown halls. The average person who might have a disagreement with him, who wants to protest, would have to work some to find out about these.
Well, what do we know about how many teletown halls the senator has held?
Well, what he has indicated to me is that there were 22 of them in his first 2 years in office. There's been at least a couple since then. And
there's a chart that accompanies this article, and it says in-person data is not available.
Well, what that indicates, they indicated to me that they don't have any traditional town halls in person, but they didn't give me a clear breakdown of his in-person appearances, how many were open to the public and how many he took questions at. And they said they don't keep that kind of statistics. I get very similar responses from Congressman Ribble's office. A reasonable person can conclude from this that neither Senator Johnson nor Congressman Ribble really hold any traditional in-person town halls. They do all the town halls over the phone, and they have in-person events which aren't really town halls and, don't necessarily meet that definition. So what basically was happening was their press people were telling me about, we do all these other in-person events to sort of distract attention from the fact that they don't really have any town halls.
Well, and lest we think that this is a Republican-Democrat issue, it doesn't necessarily break down that way because in stark contrast to the number of in-person town halls that Congressman Sensenbrenner has held.
Well, that's true. And Congressman Sensenbrenner is just really into this. And for several years now, he has been the leader in the entire U.S. Congress in terms of the number of town halls that he has. And, just in the last term, the 2011-2012 term, he held 235, which is enormous. I mean, it's – I think that's almost as much as everybody else put together in the delegation. And interestingly enough, he doesn't talk too much about that. And I know that Roll Call, which is a newspaper in Washington, D.C. that's focused on the Congress, had asked him, you know, a couple years ago, and he didn't want to talk about it then. So he's kind of low-key about that. But he is the congressional leader in that score.
Well, now, as you said, the Senator Johnson, and his staff say that the phenomenon of teletown halls allows the senator to be in touch with potentially way more people than a traditional town hall might otherwise. What are the other advantages that people who are holding these teletown halls cite?
That is that's the primary advantage that they cite, that they can reach more people, and also, you know, the people can do this from the comfort of their home rather than coming out. You know, I mean, Senator Feingold used to hold one in each county, but even so, a county is a big place. You got to drive some distance to the county seat or wherever the town hall is being held. Those are the advantages that they talk about. Now, the advantage that they don't talk about is the one that I mentioned previously, where people who want to protest, at least protest very visibly, don't show up. And Senator Johnson says, oh, you know, I always start out with a caller who disagrees with me. And that may be, but it's outside the view of the media. And it is interesting that when Senator Feingold and other Democrats were doing this, and Senator Feingold, by the way, at that time was the Senate leader in town halls because he would hold one in each of Wisconsin's 72 counties. When Democrats were doing this, the Tea Party didn't like it. You know, you go back to 2009, 2010, the Tea Party said, oh, you know, they're trying to hide from us by doing teletown halls, because what was happening at that time was the Tea Party was coming to the Democrats' town halls and making a huge stink about what is now known as Obamacare, you know, about the Affordable Care Act. And a lot of that would get caught on television, and then it would become fodder in the campaigns. Now, Republicans like Senator Johnson have been elected with Tea Party support, and as far as I know, the Tea Party is not making as big a deal about the Republicans holding the teletown halls in apparently significantly greater numbers, you know, based on Roll Call than the Democrats did.
Are there people who are traditionally seen as political opponents of Senator Johnson who are making a big deal about this?
No, not at this time. I don't think this has garnered a lot of attention. You know, as far as I know, this article that appears in the September issue of Milwaukee Magazine is the first time that it's been brought up.
What do we know about how many people are allowed to take part in these teletown halls? How many questions does he typically take? And are these questions vetted before they become a part of the event?
They dial about 40,000 numbers. He says
40,000 numbers per call.
Per call, that's correct.
There are 40,000 people that are participating.
Yes, yeah, at least for part of it. He says that there's 10,000 to 15,000 who hold on for the whole thing. Yeah, they're about an hour long. He takes about 12 to 15 questions, and I don't know to what extent they're screened beforehand. I mean, typically on a conference call, there is some screening that goes on, and in fact, there must be some screening because he says that they open with somebody who wants to criticize them, so they wouldn't know that if they weren't doing some screening in advance.
Larry Sandler, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Larry Sandler's article, The Red Phone, on Senator Ron Johnson's teletown hall meetings, is in the September issue of Milwaukee Magazine. You'll find a link from wuwm.com/lake effect. Another break now, and then the link between poverty levels and the welfare of animals. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.